Welcome to Showdown. I'm Mark Kaysen, and it is Monday, June the 3rd. And wow, does time fly. We are just flipping through the days and the weeks, and think about it. The trial, just a distant memory. Well, not that distant, but at any rate, it's in the past, and there was a time when we were talking about that maybe by June 1st, we might actually have a verdict. And guess what? By June 1st, we had a verdict. Now, amazingly, everybody says, on Trump's side, it was rigged. Well, you knew Trump would say it's rigged because Trump says everything's rigged. In fact, every failure that Trump has had in his life, it's always rigged. Somebody did it against him. He's a victim. And it's funny that he's a victim because at the same time, he claims that he's the greatest of all time and that he alone could fix everything in America. Now, I have to make this point because a very good friend of mine has talked to me about putting things on the air with examples, sort of with proof. And I started to do some of that today. And once I got going on it, I realized that in itself, there are some things that you can prove, that no problem with that. But there's some things that are sort of like a dark hole. And they're not provable at all. As an example, I'm sitting here telling you that Donald Trump blames everybody else for everything that happens to him. Everything that goes wrong, he blames everybody else. Now, it's true. I could put a list of all these things up on the air. But you see, if I do it, there's still somebody that's going to say, but look what you left out. You didn't add the other part. You forgot to add Hunter Biden's laptop. So, you know, it's not that simple, this so-called proof thing. But I am going to help you to understand something about this idea that everything is rigged. Because I will say that throughout my life, and I've been around for a while, I have definitely come into contact with people talking about this idea that certain things are rigged. So let's look at some examples. And I don't have to put them up on the screen. I mean, this is so obvious. Because, like I say, if I put it up on the screen, somebody's going to say, nah, not enough. You left out one. You left out Hunter Biden's laptop. You know, now there are some things I will put up on the screen, that's for sure. But not this one. This one takes some thinking. You got to think through this. So, for example, we all know, and I mean everybody knows, and I mean everybody. There's no... Nobody's going to disagree with this one. Wrestling is rigged. I mean, we know it's rigged. They admit it's rigged. Wrestling is rigged. They get in the match. They kick each other around. Some people do get hurt. Now, that's not rigged. That's true. Some people actually get hurt, seriously. However, at the end, when they get somebody pinned down and they pin them down to the count of three, it's rigged. Everybody knows it's rigged. Everybody admits it's rigged. Trust me, Wrestling is rigged. Now, at the same time, I know that people are not going to say that boxing is rigged. Yes, there are people who have thrown boxing matches, but here's the deal. Muhammad Ali was one of the greatest boxers of all time, and it's not rigged. I mean, Muhammad Ali was one of the greatest boxers of all time. I mean, you could see it. You could see that he was, and you could see what happened when he lost, which wasn't very often, but he did eventually. So there's some manner of rigging that goes on in boxing and has. I mean, there are movies about it and so forth, but we know that boxing is not like wrestling. Boxing is not all rigged. Some people who box, it's real. So let's look at some other things. Let's take music. So I know Taylor Swift is extremely popular today. And I got to tell you, I have no idea what Taylor Swift sings. I don't know a thing about her. I know people talk about her, and I know people listen to her. People love her. They do. Taylor Swift, her success is not rigged. There are people who love her music. I don't even know her music. But there are people who do love her music. I know that for a fact. I talk to people all the time. They love her music. But here's something I know. I know that Bob Dylan in the Beatles, Bob Dylan was one of the greatest folk singers of all time. And after 60 years, he was 20 when he started. He's 80 now, a little over 80. After 60 years, he won a Nobel Prize for literature because of the things that he wrote that made it into his music. People recognized him after 60 years as a phenomenal success. That wasn't rigged. He spent a lifetime achieving the greatness in music that some people recognize. Now, on the other hand, there are some people who maybe haven't even listened to a Bob Dylan song, sort of like me and Taylor Swift, but I'm just telling you, a generation grew up listening to Bob Dylan, loved his music, and recognized his genius, his literary genius, which eventually was recognized with a Nobel Prize for literature. That wasn't rigged. He didn't do something that was a trick. Bob Dylan was an icon for certainly my generation, and his success wasn't rigged. How about the Beatles? And believe me, let me go back on Bob Dylan. There are people who still grew up, you know, my parents' generation, who hated Dylan and still do. But it doesn't matter, because Dylan was an icon for my generation, which is one of the largest generations in history, the baby boomers, and his success was not rigged. The hatred against him wasn't rigged either. I mean, people didn't like him. You know, the grown-ups from when I was a kid, he said, get out of the way if you can't lend a hand because the times are changing. Well, they were changing, and he was one of the leaders in it, and that wasn't rigged. We weren't robots. We weren't automatons. Nobody rigged us. The words resonated with us. It wasn't rigged. So, the Beatles. Now, there's a story, because the Beatles weren't even ideological. Certainly, Dylan was. The Beatles were not. The Beatles were just amazing musicians who changed their music over time in ways that continued to attract these gigantic audiences, and in ways that were mimicked by other people. Because their music was so great, people loved them. The Beatles were not rigged. Their success was because they actually did something that no one else was able to do as a leader, and then they were followed by so many others, and their huge success, which is recognized today, was absolutely not rigged. So here's part of where I'm going. It's very important. The entire world is not rigged. It's sort of funny, though, because for Donald Trump, everything's rigged. Now, somebody will say to me, nah, that's not true either. People are just saying that because he might have said once something was rigged when it was rigged. No, it's the kind of thing you can't prove, because if I show you five examples of him saying it was rigged, somebody will say, well, you left out the sixth one. But I'm telling you right now that Donald Trump thinks everything is rigged, and he thinks everything's against him. And here's something you can think about, and that is the 2020 election. Donald Trump was the president of the United States. He had huge power at his disposal. He had power to cause a lot of things to happen in a lot of places around the country. Of course, he wasn't in charge of every state. He didn't have that. But he certainly was in charge of a lot. And if there were any election that would not have been rigged, well, that would have been the one, because Donald Trump was in control of so many of the levers of power, that to believe that everything was rigged against him is absolutely absurd. But I understand there are people who are still going to say it was rigged against him. Now, people will say in 2024 that the election is going to be rigged because Joe Biden's the president, and so he's going to rig it. But wait a second. Donald Trump was the president in 2020. So why didn't he rig it? Why was it rigged against him in 2020 when he was the president, but it's rigged against him now because Joe Biden is the president? Well, see, that doesn't sound right. But don't worry. There are people who believe that, because they believe that everything is rigged. So let's look at a couple more ideas, because here's something that I know probably better than almost anybody, because I have a lot of history in this and I really know what I'm doing. So let me talk to you about the stock market. A lot of people have always believed that the stock market is rigged. And let me talk to you about how they think it's rigged. As an example, if you're a congressman and you have access to information that nobody else has, and something is really terrific that's going to work, you got an idea, you got a story, something is going to work really well, and so that congressman might have access to that information, And then people say, well, of course he was able to make that money because the market was rigged. No, the market wasn't rigged. The congressman just had information that he was not allowed to have, which most people didn't have. And truly, you go around the country, you go around the world, most people do not have the information that would, quote, rig the markets. But how about this? Let's say it's rigged. I'm going to say it is rigged. But guess what? And this was something that I knew from the time I was a kid. I started doing this when I was 13 years old. My uncle got me involved in this. And I can tell, he bought me books. He talked to me about it. He started me on this path. And here's the deal. Immediately, even as a kid, the thing that really attracted me to the markets was that if you bought something at 10 and you sold it at 12, you made two. There's no rigging it. There's no story against that. If you guess that what you buy at 10 is going to go to 12 and you sell it and make 2 points, end of story. I mean, people can say, oh, it was rigged. Well, it might have been rigged. But if it were rigged, it wouldn't stop you from doing terrific, from making a profit, from winning. So, you know, contrary to Donald, who thinks everything's rigged against him, I'm just telling you, in business, first of all, things aren't rigged. It's just that it's too big. Markets are too big. They can't be rigged. In fact, listen to this. The Federal Reserve attempts to control interest rates. They can't do it. They try. They can do a little bit. But they can't control the price of long-term bonds because the market for long-term bonds is so enormous. You can't rig it. It's just too big. Nobody can control it. It's out of control. It's whatever it's going to do, that's what happens. And you as an investor have got to figure it out. There's no other way around it. And believe me, if it's rigged, it can't stop me. Because if every trade is rigged, if every market is rigged, I still only have to do one thing. Come up with the direction. So all I have to do is figure out how it's rigged. And once I see it and I take advantage of it, end of story. If I win every single time and it turns out the market was rigged, what's the difference? Doesn't matter. But it isn't rigged. Because like I say, the Federal Reserve can't even control it. And they wish they could. They would love to. They try to. They're trying right now to control long-term bonds. And they're trying to make sure that by controlling long-term bond prices, that they can affect the economy. And they can't do it as hard as they try. Here's something online. Let's go with this. Charles Bohannon and Michael talking about the Supreme Court. Charles says, I believe the SCOTUS decisions are rigged. But see, I think Michael correctly has said, no, they're not rigged. They're biased. There's a bias on the court. We know there's a bias. There's six people who are conservative, and that's where they are. And there are three people who are liberal, and that's where they are. The Supreme Court isn't rigged. The Supreme Court is biased in a conservative direction. And believe me, starting in 1954, when Earl Warren became the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, to the consternation of Eisenhower, who said it was the biggest mistake he ever made in his life, I can tell you right now, the court was liberal. It was biased in favor of liberal decisions for a long time. It wasn't rigged. There was no trick. You know where the Supreme Court is. The Supreme Court is biased conservatively. And it's the same for everything in the world. And I'm not saying, for example, because I started off, I'm not saying that wrestling isn't rigged. We know it's rigged. Of course it is. So there's no way you're going to figure out wrestling. They tell you it's rigged and you know it's rigged. There's no way to hide this sort of thing. If you could rig everything, everybody would know it. Just like wrestling. You would know it because you would see it. It's rigged. Let me go to the trial. Because here's the thing. The trial wasn't rigged, and here's how you know. Hope Hicks came to the trial. She loves Trump. She loves him. She said she loved him. She respected him. She got out because of things that bothered her at the time, but she did love Trump. And the last thing she wanted to do was tell what happened in the Stormy Daniels affair. She did not want to tell. But in the United States of America, when you go to court, you are supposed to swear to tell the truth. And then you're supposed to tell the truth. Now, people don't always, that's for sure. But Hope Hicks was on Trump's side, and she told the truth. And nowhere in that trial, not in the cross-examination of Hope Hicks, not in the final summation, nowhere did Donald Trump's lawyers deny what Hope Hicks said. They just never did. They never said Hope Hicks is a liar. They just left it alone, as they did with David Pecker. Because again, David Pecker not only said he was friends with Trump and continues to be, but Trump said that he continues to be friends with Pecker. Now, I'll tell you, there are people out there who suspect that Pecker's got something on Trump. Because normally when people say something against Trump, he hits them hard. But he didn't do it to Pecker. And so a lot of people think that maybe Pecker's got something on Trump and Trump didn't want something even bigger to come out. Might be. But that's not rigged. Because if anything, the trial would have been rigged, supposedly, by liberals. They had it set up. So look, here's what they claim. They claim that the judge gave instructions to the jury that set up a victory for the prosecution. But here's the problem with that. Everybody in the legal profession, all the legal scholars, I'm not talking about the people who play legal guys on Fox that make it up and never went to a law school, but I'm talking about the legal profession. And this includes conservatives and liberals, including some who have been put there by Trump. They all say that the instructions to the jury were so far down the middle. They were exactly what one would always expect the jury to be told in these kind of cases. Now, let's assume that I'm lying and that it was really rigged. Well, if that's true, then what's going to happen is this thing is going to go to an appeal. And at the appeal, the judges are going to look at this and they're going to say, oh, get out of here. This thing was rigged. It's not going to happen. I can't take you into the future. I can't. You're going to have to go there and see what happens. You're going to have to live that long. And what you're going to find out is that it wasn't rigged. That the jury instructions were straight down the middle. Everybody that is a Supreme Court or state court expert, anybody in those areas, they're all saying this was straight down the middle. Mershon was as unbiased as anybody could be. Now, here's what Trump says. Here's Trump's evidence that this was rigged. But I'm telling you right now, it's going to go to an appeals court. In fact, many appeals courts. It's going to go all the way up the line, and we're going to talk about this in a second. And when it does, none of this is going to be reversed. You wait. It's just not going to happen. And you're going to have to wait years for it because Donald is demanding that all of this be leapfrogged to the Supreme Court immediately and that the Supreme Court free him, free Trump. There's only one problem. This is not how our system works. The Supreme Court is not going to take this. They can't take it. They can't take it if they want it. First of all, somebody has to bring it to the court in a proper fashion. You can't get on TV and demand that the Supreme Court take it and think that that's what's going to happen. It's just not how the legal profession works. Right now, this is in New York State Court. And it can't get out of New York State Court until the New York State appeals process reviews this case. And I hate to tell you, it's going to take years. It's going to take years. This can't be done. Now, I admit, the Supreme Court, biased as it is, if they could do it, they probably would. But they can't. It's just not within any kind of an area where the Supreme Court can get involved and make such a decision. It's impossible. This is a process that will take years because it always takes years. Now, people have said that the state court could expedite this. So maybe it wouldn't take as many years. Could still take a year. I mean, they might expedite it at the state court. They might. But it's still got to go through more than one court. It's not going to just jump to the Supreme Court. That's not how it works. Now, if you want to go to law school, you can get this information. If you don't go to law school, you're just making things up. And believe me, that's what Trump does. He's gone nowhere. In fact, and again, these are things you can read online. I could put it up in front of the screen for you. It doesn't matter. You know how many professors he had at Wharton? So if I put up a professor here who says that Donald Trump was the worst student I ever had, which there is one, a well-known professor there said, Donald Trump was the worst student I ever had. Somebody's going to say, well, what about the other 15 that he had? What about 25, 35? What did they say? So you see, that one's not going to fly. I could put it up on the screen. It doesn't matter. That's not proof of anything. And I admit it. Just because you got one, no big deal. But it is true that every time Donald's in trouble, and he's always in trouble, he's always saying, number one, It's rigged. Rigged against him. And number two, he's the victim. But isn't it funny that the man who got on TV, and we've got this on video, I could pull it up for you. I could. But you've seen it. Everybody's seen it. He stood up there and he said, I alone can fix everything in the United States. I alone can do it. You know, he claims that he can, if he becomes president, that he can end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. Do you remember when he was going to solve infrastructure? Just take that example. It was infrastructure week for 4 years in Donald Trump's administration. And he had control where he could have gotten things passed in the House of Representatives and the Senate. He could have. But after 4 years of claiming every 2 weeks that he was going to solve infrastructure, and I say solve, what are we talking about? Pass a law and say that we're going to put this money into infrastructure. Okay, hold that thought. We're going to come right back to infrastructure here in a moment. But the first thing I want to do is tell you something that is absolutely not rigged. The place you can go to dinner tonight and should go is Wendy's. Wendy's is at 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. And I'm going to tell you right now, the fact that Wendy's is a great place to eat, I'm going to say it's not rigged. You could call it rigged. I mean, you could say, well, it's rigged because, you know, he gets the best food and he cooks it the best way and he's got the best waiters. And yeah, okay. That would be, I guess, rigged. But another way of describing it would be excellence in restaurant management. Or you could say it's rigged. It's rigged because it's the best. So I guess if it's rigged, go to Wendy's. If it's not rigged, go to Wendy's. Either way, go to Wendy's. The food is great. The baby back ribs and the onion rings are what I love. Am I rigging it by saying that? I don't think so. I mean, it's just good food. And if you believe me, you'll eat it. And if you like baby back ribs, you'll try it. Believe me, it's great. They've got patty melts. They've got cheeseburgers. They've got pizza. Think the pizza's rigged? Maybe. Maybe it's rigged to be good. And it is good. So I guess from that standpoint, it's rigged. So the bottom line is, if you want a great dinner, one that's been rigged, go to Wendy's. Wendy's is rigged. It's rigged to be excellent. So I don't know. Is it okay to eat at a restaurant that's been rigged? I don't know. But it is excellent. And Ben rigged it. It's just the way it is. Great food at Wendy's, 18,000 Chesterfield Airport Road. And yes, it's rigged. Sorry. Okay, let's go to 4506 Hampton. Oh, and by the way, it's also rigged in Defiance. I'm sorry. I didn't want to leave that out. Yeah, the food is great in Defiance. They got great waiters and waitresses. I mean, everything in Defiance is just as good as it is in the Chesterfield Valley. It's rigged. It's really good. It's rigged. Okay, so now let's go to 4506 Hampton, and you can go to a jewelry store where, I'm sorry, it's rigged. It really, it is. It's rigged. It's great. I mean, you go there, you get the great deals on jewelry. They'll design jewelry for you. You buy and sell jewelry and coins. You get the best prices. Al is just terrific. He's the owner. His son, AJ. It's a great business. Jewels on Hampton, 4506 Hampton in St. Louis, and I promise you, it is rigged to be good. It's just a great place to buy jewelry, and I can tell you right now, if you've got a watch that doesn't work, look, my watch, my 45-year-old Seiko, gold Seiko watch, you take it to Jewels on Hampton, they'll fix your watch. It's rigged. It's rigged so that they do a great job in fixing your watches. Now, if you don't want to go to somewhere that's rigged, go to somewhere where it's not rigged and they can't fix your watch. But if you go to Jewels on Hampton, it's rigged. The watches are fixed. Really works great. Jewels on Hampton, that's terrific. Now, do you like to wear suits or sport jackets? Everybody doesn't. I'll admit that. But if you're in business or you're a professional, you probably want to be dressed up in professional attire. And if you do, you'll go to St. Louis Suit Company, and that's in Clayton, and it's on the corner of Forsyth and Central. And I will tell you, they've been there for 29 years. Yes, no question about it. The whole thing is rigged. When you go there, the clothing is great. The prices are low. Jay and Nick, that's father and son, they run it with the rest of their family there. And yes, it's rigged. It is. I mean, there are other places that have been in business for far less time and ended up going out of business. But the St. Louis Suit Company, they stayed in business for 29 years because it's rigged. So, I'm just telling you right now, if you want good men's clothing, you're going to go to the St. Louis Suit Company. If you're getting married, you can go there and they'll help you with your wedding attire. And actually, if you're going to someone else's wedding, you can also go there and they'll help you work that out. And they do it at great prices and they really know their business when it comes to wedding attire. And yes, the success there is rigged. And they will constantly get you the best men's clothing because the whole thing is rigged. So, yeah, you go there, and they're going to be a success, including those $5 ties, which are beautiful. I mean, they've got really nice designs. I'm wearing one of them right now, of course, which you can see right here. It's a blue, and I can't even tell what else it is besides blue because I'm colorblind, which, by the way, you got it. It's rigged. I'm colorblind, and I can't always differentiate between colors. It's rigged, but that's just the way it is. And I can tell you right now, what a great place to go to buy suits, ties, shirts, shoes, overcoats, straw hats, you name it. St. Louis Suit Company, they're in Clayton on the corner of Central and Forsyth, and once again, yes, they are rigged. So, I don't even know where I left off. Just everything is rigged, I know that. But at any rate, I will take you forward a little bit, and if I figure out which thing I was on before I got to all my businesses, I'll let you know. But you know, yeah. Listen, it's rigged. This is rigged too. I got my producer writes to me. I forgot too. Yeah, that it was rigged. I'm telling you, The whole thing is rigged. It's always rigged. It's always against us. Everything is rigged. Unbelievable. But look, here's the deal. How about Hunter Biden? Poor Hunter Biden. Now, I have to say this. It sounds to me like Hunter Biden is guilty. Sounds to me like he is. I'm sure the whole trial's rigged. But in any case, I think that Hunter Biden is probably guilty. And I'll tell you why. Because he's accused of lying on an application to get a gun. He said that he was not addicted to drugs. Well, here's the problem. He probably, in all fairness, was addicted to drugs. But here's what he's going to say. He's going to say, and I'm not even sure they're going to allow him to say it now. I think they might have even rigged it against him. Unbelievable. I mean, when I say unbelievable, it's unbelievable anybody believes this is being rigged. It's not. This is how it works. The judge decides. But I think the judge decided that he may not be allowed to say this, but he might. I don't know. But if he says that he was drug-free for 11 days because he was in rehab at the time that he filled out that form, he'll try to claim that he was not addicted because he was clean for 11 days and in rehab and on the way to getting healthy. So what is it? If he claims that and they allow him to, like I said, I don't even know if they'll allow that one. But if that's what the claim is it rigged? This guy is on trial for something that most of us would say he did. And here's the deal. If he did it, he should be found guilty. And I would suspect that the jury will find him guilty if they look at this and they say, even if he makes his argument about the 11 days or whatever it is. I mean, this guy was a drug addict. In fact, I got a better one for you. You know that if you're a drug addict all your life and you get clean after 50 years, 10 years later, people say you're a drug addict. You cannot take drugs again because you have an addiction, and if you try it, you're going to get hooked again. So you can't do it. Well, that's rigged. But anyway, we know that that is the truth. You're an addict. So I guess somebody's going to have to figure out how long you have to be drug-free in order to sign that form and say that you're not addicted to drugs. Or maybe, I don't know the form, I haven't looked at it. Maybe the form says, have you ever been addicted to drugs? In which case he would have to say he was. And in that case, are you not allowed to have a gun? Which, by the way, good for us if we would do that. That's exactly what we should do. Not allow somebody like that to have a gun. And I would say that we need to stop a lot of people from having guns. That's me. You know what the Second Amendment says? It says, a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state. So listen, you just heard that part of it. That phrase. Is there one word in there that says you have a right to a gun? Nope. And then based on that phrase, based on a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, you're supposed to have, the people are supposed to have rights to not have their rights infringed. What does that mean? Listen, nobody knows what it means. And we've been arguing about this since the inception of the Bill of Rights. And there are a lot of people, experts, who say that the history of this has nothing to do with you having the right to a gun. And especially when you think about it, look at this. You know it doesn't differentiate between which weapons you have a right to and which weapons you don't have a right to. So let's, for example, take a cannon. Now, you know that you can't have a cannon at your house. You know you can't. If you shoot somebody at your house with a cannon, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. You can't even have it. So there is a point at which you can't have certain weapons, but it's certainly not identified in any amendment anywhere. Is it rigged? I mean, really? I mean, it may sound crazy for me to even bring it up, but it should sound crazy. Because that's what all of this talk about everything being rigged is. All of this. Yeah, so, you know, my producer put it up there. I just told you anyway. Well, regulated militia being necessary to secure a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And I said, the right of the people to have weapons of some kind shall not be infringed. First of all, who are the people? Well, according to this, it sounds like they're the militia. And by the way, Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution says that the militia is commanded by the President of the United States. And you'll notice it says in here a well-regulated militia. It doesn't say a bunch of ragtag guys out in the street that just happen to have a gun. It doesn't say that. It says a well-regulated militia, which, by the way, according to the Constitution, is run by the President of the United States. And the only militia that I know that the President is in charge of is the Army. Army, Navy, Marines, all that. So get it? This is not anything that says that you have a right to a gun in your house. However, the Supreme Court had five members of the court who said that you had the right to have a gun in your house. Well, guess what? That's the law. It's not rigged. That's the law. If five people on the court say it, it's true. If five people on the court said that no one in the country's got the right to a gun, then no one in the country has the right to a gun. If five members of the court say that no one in the country is allowed to drive a car, I'm telling you, you can't drive a car. The Supreme Court has that power in these cases to tell you what the amendments mean. They can interpret this. That's how our system works. And if we don't like their interpretation, it doesn't mean that it's rigged. There's a guy named Tawny. T-A-W-N-Y. Justice Tawny. From the 1800s. Tawney was a racist. His bust is in the House of Representatives. He was on the court for a very long time. very important name on the court. He was a racist and he supported slavery. Does that mean slavery is a good thing because somebody on the court said it was? Well, of course not. It's been reversed. That's our system. We were stuck with that craziness from 1896 to 1954 when the Supreme Court said that you couldn't segregate anymore and Jim Crow was destroyed. But Jim Crow came along in 1876 when Rutherford B. Hayes, who lost the election to Sam Tilden, the governor of New York. And of course, Rutherford B. Hayes was the governor of Ohio. And he lost, but it got thrown into the Supreme Court, and he, or I'm sorry, not the Supreme Court, the House of Representatives, and he won. Because the House said, if you're willing to take the federal troops out of the South and allow the South to run wild against black people, you're our man. And that's what happened. Was it rigged? Look, there are a lot of things that happen in this country that aren't good, and a lot of things that happen in this country that are good. And if you lose every single time, like Donald Trump, well, then you're going to have to decide whether there's something wrong in the fact that Trump always loses. He lost on his casinos. He lost on his university. He lost on his tie company. He lost on his steak company. I mean, he lost on everything. This guy just always loses. He won one election. Barely, but he won it. Wasn't rigged. He won it. And he hasn't been able to win a thing since. Everything since then, he's lost. And the Republican Party following him has gone straight down the tubes and has lost with him. And get this. The entire Republican Party, after the trial, jumped to his support, Trump's support, all screaming that everything was rigged. Well, everything isn't rigged. Your life is not rigged. The economy isn't rigged. The world isn't rigged. Now, a guy pops up on my screen and says he's going to win this election. You know, anybody can say anything. And I'm part of that. I could say anything too. I'm the same way. Because I said that Donald Trump, number one, would be on trial. He would be held accountable. And he would be found guilty, which if you remember, at the start of this trial, I said, Donald Trump will be found guilty. Donald Trump was found guilty. Did I rig it? Come on. Is Donald Trump going to be the president of the United States? I'm going to tell you again, nothing's rigged. I'm going to tell you no. And I'm going to tell you why, and we're going to find out at the time whether I'm right. Because I was right about the trial all the way down the line for the reasons that I told you. But let's look at this. Number one, women are going to crush this man. Women are coming out in numbers that are unbelievable. They're doing it in Kansas. They're doing it in Ohio. They're doing it in Indiana. These are all red states. And women are coming out in gigantic numbers for Democrats. Why? because they don't want to bleed out at the doctor when they're pregnant because the doctor is afraid to take care of them and save their baby. Afraid, because if it goes wrong, they're afraid they'll be accused of performing an abortion. So they won't even do what they should do. They won't even do what everybody thinks that they ought to do, which is save lives. They won't do it. Now, I've got people who say, give me an example. I'll give you an example. There are two ladies in Texas who went through this. One died. Do I have to put it up on the screen with the picture of the lady? Do I have to show her in her casket? Do I have to show her buried? And then somebody will say, well, that's two. Name another one. See, there's no end to this. People will say that everything is rigged. I'm only telling you this. The stock market, I can guarantee you, is not rigged. And I promise you that the bond prices are not rigged, because if they were, the Federal Reserve would rig it so that the rates would be exactly where they want them to be, and inflation would be right at the level that they want it, and everything would be rigged. And if the Federal Reserve can't rig interest rates in the economy, then explain to me who can. And the answer is, you can't rig it. The trial wasn't rigged, and you're going to know because it's going to go to the appeals court. And the appeals court's going to reject everything that is brought to them by Donald Trump's lawyers. Now, you can say, well, you don't know that. Well, sure, they're going to say that. Just like they said, you don't know that Donald Trump's going to be found guilty. But you know what I've said? And I've said it 100 times, if I've said it 1,000 times. Donald Trump doesn't have superpowers. He just doesn't. Everybody said he did. He was supposed to walk into this trial and walk out a free man. Instead, he's a felon. He's a convicted felon. Some people say, that's not that big of a deal. Do you know that thousands of people are convicted for exactly what Donald Trump was convicted for in New York? Thousands. Somebody will say, they never do it. Well, no, that's not true. They do it. Thousands. I can't bring them all into the studio and prove it. I mean, I was on television 7-8 years ago, and I said that black people are picked up by the police, and in fact, that they were dragged out of their cars. And I was told it doesn't happen. And I said, well, I'll tell you what, I'll fill the studio with people who will tell you that they're black and it happened. And in the end, I filled the studio with police officers who said that it happened to them. That they were yanked out of cars because they were black. And by the way, Judge Edwards at the time, Judge Jimmy Edwards from here in St. Louis, told me to make sure that I always tell this story and say that he, as a black judge, was yanked out of his car for being black by white policemen. So, I don't know. Is it rigged? Well, we know one thing. There's bias. And that's what we're talking about. We can talk about bias. But everything is not rigged. Your life is not rigged. This country is not rigged. Everything is not against you. It's apparently against Donald, because that's the way it always goes. Listen, again, rigged in your favor. Great place to eat Wendy's. A great place to buy jewelry. Jewels on Hampton. A great place to buy men's clothing. St. Louis Suit Company in Clayton. And I'm Mark Kaysen. This is Showdown. Good night.